Track 4, more news. Private Abbey funeral for Anne Widdecombe. Buckfast Abbey has said it was honoured to hold the Requiem Mass for former Tory Minister Anne Widdecombe. The private service was held on Wednesday and was attended by about 100 mourners. A spokesman for the Abbey, where Miss Widdecombe was a frequent worshipper, said, "We are grateful to Anne's family for deciding it would be fitting to have her requiem in the place she frequently referred to as her safe haven. A great deal of preparation went into the Requiem Mass, and we are grateful to Devon and Cornwall Police for their sensitivity and professionalism in ensuring the security of the mourners, our staff and site visitors. We are also grateful to our own staff and volunteers who have gone above and beyond the call of duty to ensure that Anne's closest family and friends were afforded a dignified and private ceremony. We also wish to thank the media and general public in responding to our request for privacy for a family in mourning a loved one." The Reform UK spokesman's body was received into the Abbey Church the evening prior to the Requiem Mass. The spokesman continued, "Anne rested overnight in the presence of a blessed sacrament, a fitting vigil for a woman of profound faith. The order of service included tributes paid by the Reverend Roger Widdecombe, her nephew, and Sir Christian Sweeting, her close friend. A public memorial for Anne is planned later this year. Miss Widdecombe died on July the 8th, aged 78. She was found with serious head injuries at her home in Hightor on Dartmoor, and Joshua Kerry, a 28-year-old man from South Yorkshire, was charged with her murder in July following an investigation led by counter-terrorism detectives.
Man jailed for knife threat at railway station. A 34-year-old man who threatened a group of teenagers with a knife at Newton Abbot railway station has been jailed for 28 months. Jake Truman was described as being heavily intoxicated when he approached the group asking for a Rizla paper in June. They could not understand what he said, and Truman swore at them before one of the group made a cheeky comment about his blue coat making him look like a blueberry. It was at this point he pulled out the DIY knife. Truro Crown Court heard he threatened to stab them, kill them, and slash their faces. The incident was caught on CCTV. The group fled the scene, but homeless Truman threatened one of them, raising the knife up, leaving him shocked, scared, and overwhelmed that it might happen again. Truman has 32 previous convictions for 54 offences, including robberies and violence. The court heard he was homeless and had the knife because he was living in a tent and he had been abused by young people at the station before. Truman, who suffers with psychosis, also spat over a police officer called to the scene and tried to kick a second police officer. He admitted making threats with a bladed article and assaulting an emergency worker.
Charity saves the NHS more than £22 million. An independent impact report commissioned by Exminster-based health and wellbeing charity Westbank Community Health and Care as part of its 40th anniversary celebrations shows the value of the charity's diverse range of services that it brings to the region. The report shows the award-winning charity delivers value for money across all its services, including its largest, Devon Carers at Westbank, where every £1 Westbank spends saves an estimated £7.76 from public funds. The report, carried out by Civil Society Consulting Analysis, Westbank's full range of 14 services. It concluded that last year alone, the charity's work saved the NHS and local statutory service over £22 million through preventative healthcare, community-based groups and support for Devon's unpaid carers. As well as assessing Westbank's quantitative impact on Devon and the South West, the report also analyses its qualitative impact on residents, how much it improves their health, well-being and overall quality of life. These results are still being finalised and will be released in the near future. Earlier this summer, the charity marked its 40th anniversary year by achieving a new milestone of providing a lifeline to more people than ever before. Westbank now supports 40,000 service users to improve health, well-being and community connection through its community-based services, which include Devon Carers, Devon Parent Carers, Health Walks, the Community Cookery School, the Community Hub, the Gym and Community Transport. Westbank's Head of Fundraising and Marketing, Katie Elliott, said, "As the charity celebrates both its 40th anniversary and reaching over 40,000 unique service users across the region last year, we are delighted to be able to start to quantify the impact we make and continue helping people to live happier, healthier and more fulfilled lives for longer."
Objections lodge as Homes decision looms. Objections have been lodged against plans to build half a dozen new homes in Ogwell, with a decision on the scheme expected next month. The proposals for land at Canada Hill on the western edge of the village just off Ogwell Road have attracted concerns over drainage, wildlife and the impact on surrounding roads. The application, submitted by King's Dart Projects Pension Trust, is seeking permission from Teignbridge Council for six detached homes along with a new access road and landscaping. A decision is expected by September the 11th. One objection states that the drainage issues have not been properly addressed, while another concern relates to the loss of habitat for birds and amphibians found on the site. Objectors have also questioned the lack of proposals to upgrade the surrounding roads as part of the development. Then the application site is currently undeveloped. Ogwell Parish Council objected to the plans, highlighting a number of concerns. A design and access statement submitted with the plans describes it as a simple and open site with no existing buildings. It is predominantly covered by grass and scrub, which is occasionally maintained with a number of small trees around its edges. The statement says the development has been designed to provide a series of six new quality detached dwellings. It adds that the homes would be modest in style and arranged in a similar way to existing properties in the surrounding area, with a new access road running through the centre of the site. To view the associated documents in full and to comment on the application, visit Teignbridge Council's planning portal.
Still time to apply for More Skills Scheme. Young people interested in environmental careers still have time to apply for Dartmoor's Future Skills programme this autumn. Dartmoor National Park Authority's free, fully funded programme will run from October the 26th to the 30th at Shallowford Farm and is opened to 16 and 17-year-olds interested in working in green spaces. Participants will gain hands-on experience through practical activities including archaeology, peatland management and wildlife surveys. They will also have the chance to meet industry experts and connect with other young people who share an interest in the environment. The programme is funded by AMEX through the UK National Parks Foundation and the National Lottery Heritage Fund. Applications remain open until Sunday, September the 13th.